Welcome back to the Al and Nathan Show. You're listening to the Main Street Radio Network, and I'm Karen Cataline. Someone who has been getting a whole lot of play lately is a constitutional attorney, columnist for USA Today magazine, and co-host of the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I always enjoy speaking with him. His name is Jonathan Emord. Welcome to the Al and Nathan Show. You're with Karen Cataline.
Great to be with you, Karen.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, I know that you probably wouldn't have agreed with our last guest, and that's what makes horse races, when everybody is entitled to an opinion and to think for themselves about the vaccines. Now, she doesn't agree with vaccine mandates, but there's something really sinister going on here with regard to force and the hospitalists that are demanding and directing and micromanaging doctors to treat patients in hospitals. And then there was an anti-vax rally yesterday. It seems like it's all related and connected. So I'm going to just give you the floor because medical tyranny is medical tyranny no matter where you find it.
Well, that's right. There's a huge movement within the medical community, hospitals, administration, in coordination with the state departments of health and with the federal CDC to dissuade prescription of treatments to patients coming in. And what's happening, almost all patients coming in now have the Omicron virus, and it's more contagious but less virulent, and the appropriate thing to do is to treat people. Instead, what they're telling people frequently is, oh, you got vaccinated? Okay, well, you'll have a mild case. You can go home. And people who aren't vaccinated are getting the same message, and people who have natural immunity are getting the same message. The reality is Omicron can affect everyone. Infect everyone, people who are vaccinated and not vaccinated. The relative level of risk is dependent upon comorbidities. The vaccine seems not really to do much, if anything, to prevent you from getting sick with Omicron. However, the hospitals should be treating people. In fact, there should be a national movement to encourage treatments. We have all manner of treatments available. Some may absolutely despise. Ivermectin is very effective with very low adverse effects. And Paxlovid is out there, monoclonal antibodies, specific kinds that help with Omicron. Fluvoxamine, hydroxychloroquine, and so on. These are all part of the treatments that provide people with a substantial protection against hospitalization and death if given early on. And there is no movement afoot by the federal government or by the states, with the exception of some, like Florida, to encourage the availability of these treatments. They should be on every street corner. They should be at every pharmacy. People should have the easiest time getting them. They should be able to have physicians prescribing them. Physicians shouldn't be intimidated from recommending them. I talked to a physician who is a leading physician in the United States military. He also does service for certain instances. They allow dependents and so forth, of course, to be treated. And he said that he's just absolutely forbidden, uniquely in the context of COVID, from giving his best recommendation on treatment, that he's dissuaded from encouraging treatment at all, and that he ends up just in a state of great dilemma, because he knows that these patients should be treated and that that's going to save them from these risks associated with the disease, but he can't do it. He said, in every other area, I have freedom to recommend off-label prescriptions, what have you, but not in this area.
So Jonathan, it's so hard not to ask the $68,000 question. You know, it's not as if there haven't been mad scientists who have advocated for surgery with a rusty scalpel. You know, I'm reminded of the character of the dentist, the sadistic dentist in Little Shop of Horrors, who seems to want to do the exact opposite for patients than what makes sense. And I think a lot of people are having a hard time not seeing that deadly treatments like remdesivir that shuts down your kidneys are being forced, and treatments that are much less invasive and are actually helping are being prohibited and suppressed. What can you conclude from this? And I'm at a loss for trying to understand what could possibly be the reason for that.
Well, what happens when you marry government with the leading industry figures, like we did in the Warp Speed operation, we end up with long-lasting effects. Political appointees bend in the direction of these individuals who are in Pfizer and end up becoming their patsies. And this is old news for the FDA. That's how it's long operated. The CDC likewise. And so you have Dr. Fauci, for example, who's setting, contradicting himself every minute, but setting these absurd national standards that push vaccination because they want to get the highest percentage of vaccination achievable. And they dissuade treatments in general because they don't want treatments to be viewed as an alternative to vaccination. And so you end up with this mind-dumbing approach, and that empowers the companies that created the vaccines, and it also creates this whole political structure that pervades the entire medical community that dissuades treatment and encourages vaccination. So doctors find themselves in a political environment, and they can't operate the way they ordinarily do, which is based on what's in the best interest of the patient. Here we have with Omicron, you know, Omicron, according to the most recent research, three studies show that Omicron actually provides protection to gives T cell immunity that provides protection against the Delta variant and the original COVID-19. And so it actually, in the long run, is going to be quite good. And we're seeing a huge drop in cases on January 22nd, 312,000, down from some 1.3 million daily. That was the peak. January 22nd, 312,314, only 841 deaths that day. That's the direction, and that's because of Omicron. And so it's the way out. And ironically, we want to treat people with Omicron, right? We don't want to give them, we don't want to emphasize vaccination to the exclusion of treatment, because now treatment is the way of the future, because this is going to be another couple of years, or maybe even next year, COVID is going to become like a regular seasonal flu. We're going into an endemic phase right now from a pandemic phase, and yet the message doesn't change from the government.
The message has never changed. You're a constitutional attorney. There are people with loved ones in hospitals who are fighting to get their loved ones treatment. Are you working on any of these cases, and what can people do to fight back against this? This is medical tyranny we're talking about here.
Right. This is outrageous, and it is happening, and we do have patients or clients who have loved ones who are in the hospital in the same situation that you're mentioning, and they're killing people. I mean, we're literally watching this movement to push vaccination without regard to treatment. The absence of the treatments are killing people in this country. Absolutely.
And what is your office doing about it? Are you representing some of these people? Because there are people having to go to a court order just to get the treatment or to refuse treatment. That's wholly against the patient Bill of Rights. We only have a couple of seconds here, but do tell us that and how people can find you and follow you, Jonathan Emord.
Emord.com, and then they can follow me on social media. One of the things that I should say is that this you know, case-by-case approach is not the answer. We need bold legislative strokes that are going to knock out this whole politicization of medicine that's taking place. And we need instead to get back to the patient-centric, individual patients having freedom of choice to, with their doctors, to decide what's in their best interest. That's the solution to this problem.
Well, that wouldn't be communist, would it? Thank you, Jonathan E. Moore, for joining us, emoore.com there. We're going to wrap up the show right after this commercial message with Tom Mullen. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.